Any difference for you between OTA and minicamp with what you do with
that? Not really. What you do, though, is you have a 10-day series of objectives. Then you get to the camp, you revitalize your objectives, present it as we did this morning to the players, talk about how important these 3 days are and what they lead up to, and set a theme whereby you jump on that again on Thursday afternoon. So,
by saying that, do you mean you sort of put it all together from what you did over those 10 days and you go over it again here in a quick 3 days?
Am I speaking Chinese or how did I? Anybody, show of hands? Jordan, you're my guy. You are my guy.
Why do I not believe
Thank you
that?
Very much.
Coach, it looked like the defense was playing it a lot quicker today.
A little better than the other day, for sure. Yeah, they're flying around.
Are they progressing according to schedule, or is there a schedule for them?
Well, sure, there's a schedule, yeah. They've had a whole lot of stuff thrown at them, and they've done decently with it. They weren't as good at the end of last week, and that's probably why I saw better here today.
Is Odell just not going to do anything this week?
I don't think so, but he was running out on the field out there and seemed to be doing okay.
Thomas, is it hard to get a beat on what you have here exactly with three of your best players still not participating, Cruz, Odell, and Jason?
Is that one of those rhetorical questions? I mean, yes. Yeah, I mean, I can see what we can do. I got to see Odell for a while. But there's no doubt, I mean, you know, you have a lot of timing involved. You have a two-minute drill. You're trying to time things up. You're trying to create some ball gets out of the quarterback's hands quickly. I don't know exactly what the issue was here today, but the offense wasn't very good in the two-minute drill.
Do you play it safer with Odell for the purpose of this being June in minicamp?
No. Whatever the medical people tell me is what we do. If he could go, he'd be out there.
Coach Nunn was saying that, you know, he's had contact with JPP, obviously, and that he senses that JPP is, you know, as much as he can be up to speed without being here. I mean, do you have a sense of security that
I don't. All I know is he's not here. That's all I know. The rest of it, he's been here for a couple of days, spent a couple of days in the classroom, seemed to do well with the information that was given up to that point, but since he's left, obviously he has received nothing, so. All I know is he's not here.
Coach, you have a couple of Stony Brook guys, Michael Amiro, Will Tye here. Can you just comment on them and what you've seen from them so far?
Well, they're no doubt happy to be here, but they're working hard. There's an awful lot of stuff. Michael's been around a little bit, so he has grasped what we're doing a little quicker. But we're getting some things done with the other guy. He's starting to come. Will's doing okay.
Michael, like, guard a little bit today?
He's been playing some guard. Either way.
You've been moving, seems like, a lot of the linemen around, guard, tackle.
It's normal for this time of year. Probably for training camp, too.
Is it just to see what the best fit for guys is, or just
make sure they are well-versed in playing whatever position we put them at, looking for versatility, looking for combinations, you know.
What's Devon Kennard need in practice? He's team part, is he?
No,
the same thing
he warmed up and did some things, but he's, you know, he's got.
Is that the ankle?
No, it's a hamstring now. We move different parts of the body around. Anybody else?
Having gone through the hamstring last year with Odell, does it change at all? I mean, are you doing anything differently than maybe you would have done last year with Odell? You approach it the same way, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, we approach it the same way, but we don't have our head in the sand. We know the guy has an issue, so I think the training room is well aware of that.
Why not keep him inside? What's the thinking of having him out here during practice?
Because he works with the trainers. He does some work on the side. He jumps over there and gets on the jugs machine. And plus, why have him inside when the football's out here? He can absorb information based on the fact that he knows the play, sees the coverage, knows what the reaction should be, benefits by the corrections. That's why he's out here. And anybody else.